You're with us on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Seeking citizenship in the United States has become contentious.
Yet, every year, hundreds of thousands of people born in other countries are sworn in as U.S. citizens, including thousands here in Wisconsin.
Producer Joe Tarr observed a group of people taking the oath in March at a ceremony in a Madison courtroom.
That I will support and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States of America.
And the laws of the United States of America.
40 of this country's newest citizens are swearing allegiance to the United States of America. Originally hailing from 20 different countries, they're gathered in a courtroom in Madison to take the final step in becoming citizens.
So help me God. Welcome.
My name is Jean d'Arc Wedeven. I'm from Rwanda. So I came here January 2013.
D'Arc Wedeven works as a software developer and is excited to end the uncertainty of where to call home.
It's hard. You cannot travel freely. You cannot. There are some work you cannot do because you are not a citizenship. So it means to me like freedom to do what I want to do and focus on achieving the dream.
She's looking forward to exercising one new right as a citizen.
I think to be able to vote and vote what I feel like would be my interest. I think that is exciting, and also like being able to serve as a citizen, like if I'm needed. I think that is also exciting because sometimes like you may be sitting there, you want to help, but you can't because you are not a citizen.
Griselda Solis de Drucker came to Madison from Argentina after her first marriage ended. She had planned on just visiting her uncle, but then met her future husband. She has adult children and grandchildren back in Argentina. Speaking through a translator, she says citizenship means she can more easily travel back to see them.
Esta ayuda, a mí me ayuda, por ejemplo, el día de mañana a decir mis hijos tienen la posibilidad de venir.
But it helps me to think about that maybe my kids will have the chance to come.
No vendrán como yo inmigrante, vendrán ya como residente.
They won't have to come like I did as an immigrant, but as a resident.
At the federal courthouse, Solis de Drucker beams as she takes the oath of citizenship. Sitting at his bench, U.S. Judge William Conley gives a forceful defense of immigrants at a time when many of them fear being rounded up by federal agents.
And I am greatly heartened that you are joining us in it. Indeed, you are arriving none too soon. This is a tremulous time in our history when some seem to be forgetting that immigrants are the very lifeblood of our country, far away benefiting our country. I'm not used to entertaining applause.
After the ceremony, the new citizens pose for photographs with loved ones in front of the judge's bench and next to a flag in the lobby. Then they trickle out into the dreary March weather, eager to add to the American story.
WPR's Joe Tarr brought us that story on a citizenship ceremony in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
This is WPR News. Kite clubs in Wisconsin and around the country are a way to learn about flying kites, making kites, and competing in this hobby up in the sky.
Wisconsin is home to one of the most active kite flying associations nationwide, putting on more than a dozen events a year.
The Wisconsin Kiters Club is set to host events over the skies of Oshkosh, Windsor, and Sister Bay in coming weeks.
Club president Jeff Coons has been a kite flying enthusiast for over 30 years, and the hobby has even taken him to France and Italy. And he joins us now. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
When did you realize that you had a passion for flying kites? Was there a moment when the hobby clicked with you?
Not really. I would say early on that it was just something that is very relaxing, and you will find many enthusiasts find it as a relaxing thing to do and pass the time on weekends and other days.
What do you think makes kite flying relaxing?
You're able to launch a kite, and if the winds cooperate, be able to sit back, relax, either talk with friends or just enjoy the show in the sky.
And there are kite events all over Wisconsin in communities of all sizes. What can we expect when we come to a kite flying event?
Well, that's kind of a trick question in and around that, depending on the size of the event, is dependent on the size of the kite, or the size of the kite that can be flown is going to be dependent on the size of the event. So we have some events where they are very small fields, and so we don't have an opportunity to put up the big show kites, but instead we either, our club will do a kids make and fly event where kids make kites, small homemade kites, and have an opportunity to fly them themselves. Or if you've got a very large expanse of field, then we will have show kites that can be anywhere from 100 to 125 to 130 feet in length, and anywhere from probably 30 to 40 feet in width.
Wow. How do you launch those massive kites high into the air and keep them up? What's behind that?
Basically, those kites are staked down into the ground using rather large stakes that will get driven 3 to 4 feet into the ground. Think of your big circus tent stakes. Mm-hmm. From there, then the line is reeled out downwind. The kite is brought out, and then, in all honesty, we use the wind to launch the kite up into the air. So it's not like you think of in times in your youth where you were running trying to get a kite up in the air.
Right, right. You're not sprinting anywhere.
Right.
But when you fly those acrobatic kites, those stunt kites, what is mm-hmm. different about them that enables the kite to flip and spin through tricks?
Stunt kites have kind of based on an axle. You don't actually see an actual axle, but because there are 2 or 4 lines associated to those kites, the kites are then using the wind and lack of wind and direction and amount of wind in order to do some of those what you would see as tricks. Mm-hmm. And you have some flyers that are very talented with those that can really act upon the elements and can do some very incredible tricks with them.
Can you describe one?
Probably the simplest trick that's out there is considered an axle, and it usually is with kites that have 2 lines where it lays back and then just turns around like the kite is sitting on an axle. And again, it's the kite flyer or the stunt pilot that is laying back the kite and actually allowing it to pivot on its own axis.
Hmm. Wow. Do you have a favorite kite to fly?
Actually, I have too many kites. And so,
How many kites do you have?
I've kind of lost count, but I know I've got over 100. And
wow.
That's including stunt and then single line big show kites. I would say that probably one of my favorites is a kite that was built by hand from friends in Italy. And so that one goes a lot of places with me.
When you have that kite in your hands and you're watching it in the air, how does that make you feel? What does that kite feel like?
So what I would tell you, that kite doesn't go in my hands.
Oh, okay.
That would be staked down to the ground.
Uh-huh.
It could pull you or do anything. You've probably seen videos out there of kids getting lifted up off the ground. Different things like that. That is why we've got a very large stake that is driven into the ground to anchor them. And the only time we usually are doing that is when we're pulling the kite down or maybe redirecting it somewhat.
So how much impact does wind speed and weather and wind direction affect what can happen at these events?
It has a lot. So as you would imagine, with not enough wind, when you have something lower than 5 miles per hour, we're using what are called ultralight kites. And most of that is stunt kites or some very, very light and delicate single line kites that can survive on very light winds. On the other hand of that, believe it or not, you can have too much wind for a kite. And usually when you start getting up over 20 mile an hour winds, most kiters will bring their kites down because either it can damage the kite or it's also something that possibly you have to have a little respect for the wind and nature. And so it's better to bring it down so that there isn't a catastrophe associated with that kite.
In a confined area like a field, and when you're doing one of these kite events with so many kites in the air, how do they not tangle, or how do you make sure they don't run into another kite?
They do tangle. So there are times that the kites will tangle. There will be times where the kites will intercept because one kite interprets a burst of air differently than another. But for the most part, we know how far to space kites out because there is kind of a travel back and forth on the kite, that if you know your kite well enough, you know how much travel is on it. So you try to give yourself enough room for your kite to travel, but also for your the person flying, your neighbor that's flying next to you, for their kite to also have travel.
So for kids and adults who are new to kite flying, what are some good things to keep in mind for a successful kite flying day?
For any new kiter, any day out on the kite field is a great day. And whether or not you're able to get your kite up exactly as you want it or otherwise, it's usually you're learning something from it. You're learning something more about that kite, about the weather conditions, about what you're doing. And that usually aggregates over time so that you have an opportunity to rely back on experience to figure out what to do. And that's why so many kiters have so many different kites. When I say I've got things as small as a stunt kite up to a show kite, depending on what the wind speed is, where it's out of, the size of the field, different things, kiters will pack different kites depending on what they expect for the day.
What is the kite flying community like in Wisconsin? How do members interact with newcomers to the hobby?
Oh, we welcome anyone. The Wisconsin Kiters is a club that is very much always welcoming new people to the club. The hobby is not only something that is within Wisconsin. We have a very large club for the state. So we have members that are down in Milwaukee. I'm in Sturgeon Bay. There are people out in central Wisconsin. There are people in southwest Wisconsin, so in the Madison area. They're pretty much from that. But then there are kiters all over the country. And a lot of those kiters you get an opportunity to meet over time and get to know over time. Then on top of that, if you're lucky enough, there's an opportunity to meet people worldwide.
And you have done just that. Do you have a story to share about kite flying in another country or an experience that really sticks with you with this hobby?
Sure. There were times I've had opportunities to fly in Italy and in France multiple times. I would say the thing that sticks with you is you may not be able to speak a common language as well as you'd like, but it's amazing how you don't always need to speak and you're able to fly with people that you have a limited mastery of their language and they have a limited mastery of yours. And so I think it's kind of a universal hobby that can be enjoyed and you don't always have to speak to one another fully.
I love that. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Jeff Koons of Sturgeon Bay. He's been a hobbyist kite flyer for more than 30 years, and he serves as president of the Wisconsin Kiters Club. That's an association of about 70 kite flying enthusiasts who organize events across the state.
And the club is set to host several upcoming kite events. The first is the EAA Wings on Strings kite event in Oshkosh on May 30th at the EAA Aviation Museum.
And there are two kite events on June 27th. Kite Day in Sister Bay will be held at the Sister Bay Sports Complex. And at that event, the first 100 kids get a kite-making kit, and the Wisconsin Kiters Club members will be on hand to help kids build their kites.
Also on June 27th in Dane County, the Windsor Windy Kite Festival will be held at the Windsor Sports Commons. The event will feature giant show kites, and precision stunt teams will perform aerial ballet with dual and quad line kites.